Is there anything more special than a wedding? Is there anything more special than being asked to be the one who is handling the vows for
a
wedding?
That is quite a big deal.
As an honor.
And you don't want to mess it up.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Brianna's getting married. Brianna is cousins with our executive producer, Mike Morgan. Brianna, we have something to share with you.
What's that?
So, producer Mike, you asked him to be the officiant for your wedding, correct?
Yes, he did.
He is freaking out.
Dude, so nervous.
Do you have a backup?
I don't, so he better pull it out.
He better pull it out. Well, that's odd advice.
All right,
it makes me nervous.
No, he is super nervous. It's all he's been talking about for the past week, and we felt we needed to reach out to you because we want to let you know that we are not going to allow him to let you down.
Right.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
Mike, why are you so nervous about this?
Well, because I'm very close with my family. Brianna's my cousin, and you know, when they asked me to be the officiant, we were at dinner and they actually wrote me like a card and put inside, would you be the officiant? And when I read it, I was like, oh my God. Like, I mean, I was honored to do it. And then as it gets closer and closer, I'm like, oh my God, I'll be marrying two people, my cousin. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll be speaking. They're having a big wedding.
Right.
Like their cutoff list is ridiculous.
Right.
You know, they have that many friends and family. And like, I've never done that. I've DJed weddings. I've introduced couples.
Sure.
I've done all that. But to marry, you know, and it's my cousin. Like, I don't want to let her down.
And for somebody to ask you that is so special.
It's an honor.
I've never married anybody. Kennedy, I know you've never married anybody. Salt, I think, has married like 50 people.
I drunkenly married a couple people, yeah. Once at our prom.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Brianna, what are you expecting from Mike when he marries you guys?
Just expecting, like, something from the heart, I guess.
Right, yeah.
What about some comedy? You want any comedy in there?
I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't know how Meredith would feel about it.
I was given a warning, and I've heard it through the grapevine. The warning was they don't want it to be too funny or tell any old funny stories about them in there. I did get that message.
Who gave you that message?
I'm going to guess the missus.
She might have mentioned that.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We are, all this week, are going to give producer Mike a master class and how to be an officiant for a wedding. We're going to bring in a justice of the peace. We're going to bring in a minister. We're going to bring in a comedy writer. We are going to make sure that over the course of the next 5 days that he is completely prepared so that it's Friday. Like, you're getting married on Friday, right?
Yes, I'm taking extra nitro.
We're going to make sure he doesn't screw it up for you.
Excellent. I have one suggestion. Can you bring in a cow? Because there may be some mooing in the background.
That is true. This is on Gibbet Hill in Groton. It's a farm, and the cows and the cattle roam out there.
So in other words, we need to prep him for having those noises so they don't scare him.
I didn't
so
even think of
where
that.
Where a normal comedian would have to deal with hecklers, he's going to have to deal with bovine.
Bovine, yes.
I never thought about that. The distractions. Great.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to let you go right now, Brianna, but just know Mike is freaking the hell out, but we have taken control of the situation, okay?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye, hon.
Bye.
No lie, I wake up in the middle of the night freaking out about this.
I didn't know about the livestock.
No, the livestock.
That would throw me off.
Awesome too.
The pressure.
Imagine if two of them start to copulate.
Great.
Would it be calculate?
That's pretty good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.